Richmond to Baltimore, from the Chesapeake to the Shenandoah, this is WTOP, Washington's top news, on air and online at WTOP.com.
And a good morning to you. I'm Mike Murillo. We have Latisse Clark at the editor's desk coming up on WTOP.
Historic Ellicott City destroyed by a devastating flood. I'm Dennis Foley.
And we'll have the latest on the investigation into a deadly hot air balloon crash in Texas. Also, firefighters in California struggle to get a handle on a massive wildfire there. Ahead in WTOP Sports.
They're still playing the third round as well as the fourth at the PGA Championship. I'm Jay Brooks.
It's 11:31 at WTOP, and the cleanup effort continues in Ellicott City after flooding last night in the historic part of town. WTOP's Dennis Foley joins us live right now with the latest. And you just did a walking tour with the governor and the county executive. Oh, tell us what you saw when you went out there, Dennis.
Yeah, the simplest way to describe it is just pure destruction. Even going down there, you have these expectations of what you're about to see and what you're going to see. You get there, and it's far worse than what anyone can really imagine. Every single storefront seeing some sort of damage. There was one storefront that caught the governor's attention, caught all of our attention. You look right into the storefront, and the floor is missing. You see the river flowing right below it, and in the sidewalls, you see what looks like a forest. So it looks like a rundown shop in the middle of a jungle. And it's just that sort of scenery, store after store, broken windows, cars smashed into each other, piles of sand in the middle of the street, random places. And at the end of the street, at the end of Main Street near the bridge or the Patapsco River, you have all these cars piled up. We saw a Jaguar among some of these cars, just smushed up, damaged beyond recognition. There was Subaru Outback, you know, those all-terrain hatchbacks. It was propped up on top of a street sign. So it just a bizarre sort of scene, and it just shows the amount of damage the storm did to Ellicott City.
And you're walking through there, and I think the biggest thing to most people's minds who have been there is it's a very historic part of town. That means, you know, a lot older buildings, things that can't be replaced. And looking at what you saw, could we have lost a lot of history there last night because of this?
Yeah, there's a good chance. And County Executive Kittleman was saying earlier when I was speaking to him when we were first talking, getting an idea of how things are going to be going today and into the near future, he was expecting a few buildings to be lost. I mean, there was one building where, very old building, definitely from the 1800s, the entire sidewalk, not just the sidewalk itself, but straight down to the water main several feet below, it was nothing. There's nothing there. There's nothing underneath the building. It was just being propped up by the two neighboring buildings holding it up. They were the people that we walked by, the construction workers and the public works people, they were saying that that building might actually be saved. But that's just one example of the damage that we're seeing here in Ellicott City today.
And talk about what you're seeing when it comes to work crews and emergency personnel. What mode are they in today?
Oh, they are in, partially, they're still doing recovery, looking around, make sure nothing has been overlooked, that no one's missing in any of these buildings. The second thing is they're making sure that these are not going to collapse, that these buildings are structurally sound. And once they're structurally sound, then they'll go in and make sure that utilities are reattached, that there's no gas leak, and that everything is safe for then business owners, residents can maybe start going back there and start evaluating the damage. This will not be open up to the public for business or even to live in, probably for at least a month.
Wow. And help for residents involved with this. What are we hearing in that area?
Yeah, so there's a website that's been set up called HelpEllicottCity.com. It's being set up by an organization here in this business district here in Ellicott City, and they're collecting money, trying to raise money for those affected by this storm.
All right, well, thank you so much, Dennis. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
All right, WTOP's Dennis Foley in Ellicott City, where the recovery process is just beginning, as you heard from Dennis. It could be a month or more before we see the Main Street area open up again. Streets are destroyed, cars sent into buildings destroyed, historic buildings. So as we continue to move forward here, we'll continue to follow this story and the recovery process there. And by the way, Howard County has opened the Roger Carter Community Center as an emergency shelter for people who need to shower or charge mobile devices. So you can head over there. It's located along Ellicott Mills Drive just before entering the historic downtown Ellicott City. And by the way, on our website, WTOP.com, we have a lot of videos from people last night. They got to higher ground and just watched as the water and the cars swept down the road. We have videos posted to our website, WTOP.com. You can kind of get an idea of what they saw last night, the scary scene there in Ellicott City after 6 inches of rain fell in the city, causing this flash flooding that was seen there last night.